Chapter 5 Commission of Public Safety. The aristocratic coterie rose to power after the assassination of Cleon I, last of the Entunes. In the main, they formed an element of order during the centuries of instability and uncertainty in the Imperium. Usually under the control of the great families of the Chens and the Divarts, it degenerated eventually into a blind instrument for maintenance of the status quo. They were not completely removed as a power in the state until after the accession of the last strong emperor, Cleon II. The first chief commissioner. In a way, the beginning of the commission's decline can be traced to the trial of Harry Seldon 2 years before the beginning of the foundational era. That trial is described in Gal Dornick's biography of Harry Seldon. Encyclopedia Galactica. Gal did not carry out his promise. He was awakened the next morning by a muted buzzer. He answered it, and the voice of the desk clerk, as muted, polite and deprecating as it well might be, informed him that he was under detention at the orders of the Commission of Public Safety. Gal sprang to the door and found it would no longer open. He could only dress and wait. They came for him and took him elsewhere, but it was still detention. They asked him questions most politely. It was all very civilized. He explained that he was a provincial of Synax, that he had attended such and such schools and obtained a Doctor of Mathematics degree on such and such a date. He had applied for a position on Dr. Seldon's staff and had been accepted. Over and over again he gave these details. And over again they returned to the question of his joining the Seldon Project. How had he heard of it? What were to be his duties? What secret instructions had he received? What was it all about? He answered that he did not know. He had no secret instructions. He was a scholar and a mathematician. He had no interest in politics. And finally the gentle inquisitor asked, "When will Trantor be destroyed?" Gal faltered, "I could not say, of my own knowledge." "Could you say of anyone's?" "How could I speak for another?" He felt warm, over-warm. The inquisitor said, "Has anyone told you of such destruction? Set a date." And as the young man hesitated, he went on, "You have been followed, doctor. We were at the airport when you arrived, on the observation tower when you waited for your appointment, and of course we were able to overhear your conversation with Dr. Seldon." Gal said, "Then you know his views on the matter." "Perhaps. But we would like to hear them from you."